Spectacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast presents, in conjunction with Drunken Halo, Podcast Evolved, and the Delta Halo podcast, episode 541, the Halo Bowl announcement, recorded on May 27th, 2016.
Welcome to a special podcast collaboration. I am Travis from Drunken Halo. I am here with my brother, Justin.
What's going on? What is up?
We are joined by three gentlemen, each with their own podcast. We're just going to go down the line. We've got a special event that is on the horizon for everybody, and I'm super excited about it. So let's introduce everyone that's here. We got from the Delta Halo podcast, we've got Sergeant. What's going on, man?
What is up, Travis? So pumped to be here. So pumped to get this event going. So happy that everyone was able to get together for this.
Hell yeah.
For sure. And I'm going to start right away with a grievance that I have with you and your podcast.
What?
Whoa.
So there was some misquotation on your last episode where someone had stated that we were all scared because y'all were the competitive Halo podcast. And that could not be any more incorrect. The statement was, y'all have all the pressure on you because you're the competitive Halo podcast. Not that we're scared. I just want to throw that out there.
I mean, I could see that, but... you know, we're not worried about it. But I will have to go talk to Kat about that afterwards.
Yeah, we shall see. Next, we got Duststorm from Podtacular. What's going on, man?
What's up? Good to be back in the hot seat with you guys again.
I know. It's always a pleasure. It's good to talk to you again. It's good to see you on video. I haven't seen you since RTX last year.
Right. It's been a while.
It has
been. Planning on going this year?
Yes, tentatively, yes. It's, there's some details I gotta work out, but that would be amazing if we could.
I like to point out real quick that Justin's just like hiding off of the screen right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Justin's kind of creeping right now.
I don't
now.
Know if you can see.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, move the webcam. Okay, so now he's away from his microphone. I don't know what he's doing. Okay, we've got one other person on the call with us.
Board. That's what he's doing. He's at the mixing board.
This gentleman looks like he's dying to get a word in, so we'll go ahead and add him. We've got Drew from Podcast Evolve. What's up?
Hey, man. Hey. I'm sad that I can't see you.
I know. So
you're hiding.
I'm not. I'm the ghost. Someone's got to be the Charlie and Charlie's Angels. So.
Okay. Wow. Wow.
Funny, Mac, Charlie.
I guess I should take that in the, as a compliment.
Yes, exactly. Y'all are angels, except Justin. But
we should have a way better theme song. Hey, thanks for hosting us, sir. This is gonna be freaking sweet.
Everyone needs to do their poses right now.
Yeah, everyone. And I'm doing a pose, but no one can see.
Yeah, so there's the pose that we see in your picture.
yeah, it's just terrible.
Just concerned.
If we release this on like YouTube,
me mugging.
So it's going on YouTube. It's recording right now, so it's going on YouTube.
So is that picture on YouTube as well?
Probably. Yeah, it should be. Yeah.
Maybe we can Photoshop like a picture of my cat or something. But anyway, so
no,
let's get
we're
to
not
the point.
Doing that.
Let's get.
Yeah,
to
what
the
are we
point.
Doing here, man?
So just we like are it. Four shows here on one call on one podcast on one podcast.
Call it a
We got a special event. Drew, I'm going to let you announce it because, again, you look like you're dying to talk.
All right. So listen up, folks. This is the Halo Bowl that we're going to be talking about. Yes, exactly. How do we make that sound Halo? Because it sounds pretty Halo already. It's got.
I've got a guy I could probably talk to.
Dude, let's make some Halo, like unlicensed Halo NFL cross. So let's just get people.
I shouldn't have thrown this to Drew. Okay.
Original work. So it would be. We could use it.
Okay.
I'm going to ask him. Anyways, just to see if he can do it.
Yeah,
that sounds like a Halo and the it's not is it NFL that
NFL,
owns that?
Yeah,
NFL well, NFL guess, does yeah. the sports.
Yeah, it is
right. But I didn't know if it was like a network, if it belonged to one of the network or if it was.
Let's get somebody on that.
Okay, yeah, so I'll work on it.
We're doing the Halo Bowl. Halo Bowl is going to be our the four of us, our four shows, are putting together teams to compete against each other in an HCS style throwdown, just brawl. And the beauty of all this is, you know, we're all collaborating because we all love Halo and we all love talking at odd just forever about Halo. But we're going to be competing so that we can get you guys to help us contribute and raise money for an awesome charity of Gamers Outreach. And this is just kind of like our first time doing some collab together to do something big for everybody and for the community and bring everybody together. And did I miss anything, Travis?
That pretty much that sums it up. So the biggest reason why we're doing this. Yeah, so thanks everyone for coming on.
All right, we're done. Going home. Bye bye.
Music, Justin.
So there's a couple. Yeah. So there's a couple reasons why we're doing this. Justin's smoking for the first time. You okay?
Justin's got like a cigarette and a hookah.
Justin's dying.
He's dying. And hookah. And
I think what we're doing is great.
All right. That's my co-host, everybody. So there's a couple reasons why we're doing this. First, we're doing this for charity. So, Sergeant, you've kind of spearheaded the charity aspect of this. So this, I want to bring this to the front and let everyone know exactly what we're doing in terms of the charity for this Halo Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely. So Gamers Outreach, as Drew mentioned, is the charity that we kind of picked for this event. And I found out about them earlier this year, back in like February. And being up in Michigan, I was like, oh, cool. There's like gaming events, Gamers Outreach. Found out that Gamers for Giving was happening right down the road in Ypsilanti, right down by Ann Arbor there. And I was like, oh, man, I had to check this out. Had to see what it was all about. And the event Gamers for Giving was basically an event to raise money for Gamers Outreach, which helps fund these go-karts that they call them, GO Gamers Outreach carts. And they are retrofitted nurse carts in children's hospitals that they put Xboxes, Xbox 360s on and load them up with games and bring them around to kids' rooms that aren't able to get to the playrooms, aren't able to get to the areas where the games and activities are, because for one reason or another, they're stuck in their room, stuck in their bed, and they can't have access to it. And I just love the cause. I think it's fantastic. I mean, we all get together and play with our friends. It all started with friends, and it's fun and joy that those games bring to us. And, you know, being able to bring that happiness to these kids that are stuck in the hospital is such an amazing cause. And, you know, I think it's something that I'm really excited about, and I hope everyone can really get behind this and support it.
Nah, kids shouldn't play video games. It'll rot their brains.
Tell them to go outside. No. So,
awesome.
So I'd never heard of this before. So, cause we had mentioned a couple different ideas. I know cancer was kind of brought up cause that's kind of hit hard. A lot of the people that are on this call right now, and I'm sure directly and indirectly, but we decided to go with Gamers Outreach, and I looked on the website, and man, that looks like such a good cause. That makes my heart so happy. Even if we can get like $10, I mean, anything that we can do for these kids, I'm down to do. Like, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, cause there's gotta be just the worst feeling if you're bedridden, you feel just secluded. And like, I know for me in my personal life we're not going to get too heavy. But like, video games is my escape from reality. And like, I know those kids need something like that too.
Absolutely.
And then so, on the flip side, right? Like, it's got to feel so good to be able to, you know, hop into a game and maybe play with your friend down the hall that you don't really get to see that often because you're both stuck in beds or something, right? Or I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's awesome.
And another great part, before we move on, another great part of that program is they have kind of a partner program to it. I think it's called Player Two, Ready Player Two or something like that. And essentially they bring in volunteers that allow, you know, they bring them into the hospital and play with the kids so that if they don't, if they aren't on the network or whatever it may be, you can just play co-op or split screen or whatever. And, yeah, just brighten up their day for sure.
That's cool.
I'll play some Diablo or Halo on somebody's
Can't just be Halo 5.
Yeah, just not Halo 5.
It's okay. Well, what if we were on a PC? Can we play it?
With the Forge and Customs coming to Windows 10 later this year.
Who knows? Yeah.
Just get the laptops out. Break out the laptops. Custom games.
There we go.
There you go.
The other reason we're doing this is to kind of strengthen our community. So I think we all have four different shows, and all four shows bring something different to the table. So I want to give everyone an opportunity to talk about their show and tell everyone what their show is about, because there may be some people that has not heard of Drunken Halo or heard of Delta Halo or Podcast Evolved, or if you're in a cave, you haven't heard of Podtacular. And that's the reason to get everyone together and to help cross promote. So let's just go one by one and kind of tell, give your elevator speech of what your podcast is. Whoever wants to start. Not everyone speak up at once. Justin, why don't you start? What's Drunken Halo about?
Drunken Halo, I think, is the show that's kind of in the center of all this. And by all this, I mean what we do. That we're kind of floaters. You know what I mean? we cover news stuff, yeah, but we don't. That's not our focus.
Can I throw my pitch for whenever I describe you guys?
Yeah,
yeah, please.
You are the.
Oh yeah, we should describe each other.
Oh, that is a good idea. Okay.
Well, okay. So I'll just drop mine first, then, I guess.
Okay.
So Drunken Halo to me is the Halo lifestyle podcast.
Mm.
Podcast Evolve is the lore podcast.
Okay.
Delta Halo, from what Brendan explained to me from our last call, is the competitive podcast. And then Podtacular deals a lot more with recent news and community highlight.
Now, what does the Halo lifestyle mean?
Just two dudes who love Halo and play Halo and talk about kind of whatever. Nothing certainly set specific. Nothing that is one corner of the community, but just kind of overall, just kind of your experience as you go through your enjoyment and playing of Halo.
Your
lifestyle.
Guys.
Relatable.
Yeah. I would very say relatable. That. I would almost say, not to get too deep into it, but I would almost say the show is just as much about Travis and I as it is about Halo.
Yeah, and that's why I call it the lifestyle podcast, because it's your lives as it pertains to your involvement with Halo.
Well, you guys, I mean, as you two are brothers, you have a lot holding each other together. But Halo is kind of the thing that you really kind of key in on together. It sounds like, I mean, you have different tastes in music, different tastes in beer, different tastes in, you know, whatever. You know, whether or not that's, you want your webcam point. On.
We really don't have a whole lot of similarities outside of Halo.
Well, last name.
Barely.
Family.
Barely, last name.
I like my pizza with sauce. Justin, you like it without sauce.
Oh, Justin's a Nazi. What? I was kind of thinking Drunken Halo is like the family Halo, the Halo family. You know what I mean?
Not exactly family rated.
Yeah.
It's not a family program. So it's very much not. But you guys are, you guys are literally
family rated.
You are bringing, I mean, what we're doing here is bringing the Halo community, like our, specifically this time, it's all podcast slanted, and we're all, you know, kind of a family of fans and enthusiasts that were really passionate about the franchise from every angle. You know, we are very much into the lore, and we're not like into the esports side of things, or we don't, you know, always cover every detail of all the news. We try to, but sometimes we get a little wrapped around the axle about it, but we like to bring a flavor of lore. Whereas, you know, Podtacular is really kind of like, they just have the storied history of being able to like to reach back and go like, well, this is really interesting because he said here at this. And then, you know, 6 months ago on Reddit, he said it like this. And it's just like, dude, we didn't even know that happened. We just know that now we know the name of this arbiter or this, you know, this specific elite or whatever, you know, like we just right. like to keep up with that stuff. And, you know, Delta gets to just own everybody, I guess.
I'll take that compliment. That's very kind of you. But
In the same respect, though, I know for us, I mean, we talk about lore, we do our book reads and campaign and every now and then, but when it gets to the nitty gritty stuff, I mean, you guys are the ones that are really digging into like, okay, I'm going to this chapter in this book and we're exploring this, 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 and this. And we're just like, here's the overall plot of the book.
Yeah. And it's, that's, you know, I think that's why this all works, because we are all fans and passionate about a thing that has that much depth and that much breadth to it. You know, I mean,
that was going to be my point too. I mean, we all do four separate shows under one umbrella.
Yep.
You know,
And we're not even all the Halo podcasts that are out there. There's
Spitball
Hub, which is a very popular one. And there's another one that just started out in the UK about the same time, I think, that Delta Halo started.
Yeah.
So there's two other Halo podcasts that I know of for sure that are out there. And
there's
the
Master Truth podcast, which is another lore podcast. So yeah, there's a lot out there.
John used to have a podcast. There were a lore podcast.
Yeah.
There was Sonic 84, who was a Halo PC podcast. And there was another, The Running Riot was a podcast.
PGCR was a podcast.
Yeah, PGCR was a podcast.
there's a lot of them out there. I don't know if I can speak for you on this or not.
I'll let you know. But
in terms of the, like, my favorite shows that we do with Drunken Halo are the ones that you can listen to 3 years later and you're just, you don't miss a beat. Like, we strive to make, or there was at least, we call our shows in different seasons. So like, it was like season three or the third year. We wanted every show to be timeless, to where we didn't really cover news. We didn't really cover current events. It was stuff that it was, like playing drinking games, ranking maps. I mean, that's even what we've done lately. I had somebody ask me, I'm on episode 147, but I heard 150 was really good. Should I skip 148 and 149? And I told him, you can listen to them in any order because they really are
not pretty cool.
Like, we want our shows to be timeless. Mm-hmm. And that's just how we do it. That's our style.
Yeah.
You guys are like the phrase, Pink Floyd, the wall.
The phrase,
it's just timeless.
Yes. Or Dark Side, dare I say.
I was thinking Dark Side, and then The Wall came out.
The Wall is my favorite Pink Floyd album. So, you know, we don't have to get off on that. But yeah, Trav, the phrase you're searching for is evergreen.
Okay.
We tried to keep our things evergreen, you know. Why?
Yeah, I know what you mean, man.
Yeah, man.
Now we're really
took me a while to get that one a little bit.
It's like Master Chief.
There's no point in us sitting down and really talking hardcore news because we know that Podtacular's got that covered.
That's cool.
You know, we could really dig down deep with some lore, which we have been known to do in the past, and also ditto with digging down into the news. We have done that before.
We say we talk news when news is warranted.
Yeah, when it's warranted. Exactly right. We've just briefly flirted with the competitive world. I would say mostly in the episode that we did have the Delta Halo guys in.
That's right. Yeah.
But those are all things that kind of we add to the show. You know, none of those things are things that like I would like stake a claim on. That's our thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Jack of all trades.
Kinda.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah, exactly. Sergeant, so give us a little bit of the rundown of Delta Halo, because some people y'all are kind of the newcomers in this circle of podcasts.
New kids on the block.
New kids on the block.
Weird to me.
Well, we should also probably mention how long each show's been around.
Oh, gosh.
We're on. So, yeah, we are definitely the new ones. Delta Halo over here. We've just did episode 27, so that's 27 weeks. We've done one every week.
Nice.
So yeah, 27 weeks, however many months that is. And we started off being really scattershot. We had no idea necessarily what the real focus was going to be. And once HCS started to get more popular at the end of beginning of this year, and then they hit X Games. X Games really was kind of the solidifying
tournament too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with the way it came down, EG, CLG coming back together again, I mean, that was kind of the thing that was like, this is amazing to watch. Yeah. So
the finals were such a letdown.
Yeah. Yeah.
A letdown.
We don't even need to talk about that.
Yeah.
Anyways,
the finals for the X Games?
No, Worlds.
Okay. Worlds. I was about to say those finals were great, but yeah,
X Games.
Yeah.
I think X Games unfolded exactly how, like, they couldn't have asked it to go any
better. They really couldn't have scripted any better, that X Games tournament.
I don't know how Delta Halo started. Like, how'd you all meet? How did that happen?
We are three buddies from middle school. Middle school, high school, that's college.
Awesome. That's awesome. That's really awesome.
I mean, honestly, it's funny. Once we graduated high school, went to college, the thing that kept us together, and it sounds so corny, is Halo. Like, we would get online play
the story, that man.
Video
that's
games.
So, that's why it's so great. So
it dumb. Sounds like a movie.
Thanks.
Never tell anyone that.
No. Can we write a script for this?
Yeah.
No, that's totally it, man. That's awesome.
But yeah, I mean, we all went away, and it's like, maybe it's once a week or however it is, and it's just you're playing every single night, just catching up on, you know, you don't want to call your friends, you're just going to get on Xbox Live and chat and then play games together. And that was kind of what kept us together, and we've been playing ever since, primarily Halo 2. We played some CE a little bit, but we kind of just got to the point where we're like, man, we talk about this all the time together, let's make a podcast, because we started listening to so many other podcasts, and Maddie really got hooked into Kind of Funny and those guys, and then we started looking into and then Drunken Halo, everybody here Podtacular, we just kind of listened to everybody and figured, you know what, I think we could maybe do something like that. And I mean, it's been amazing to see all of your guys' support, which has been the main just blowing us away. But I mean, even the community too, it's been fantastic to see everybody just start listening and supporting us. It's been really kind of exceeding our expectations by so far.
Well, I'll say y'all have done a really good job. I mean, you can say it's we've given you a lot of support, and we might have. I mean, I've never seen any one of us is like, we're not competing for listeners, because we all do different shows. Like, we're all there to provide content to everybody.
Yep.
But like, you can have all the support in the world, but if you suck, it's not going to go anywhere. So like, y'all have done a really good job. So, and I think y'all have given the community something that's been lacking, which is a competitive focus.
Yeah.
And, y'all are doing pretty good over there, man.
Stick with it.
Thanks, guys. We definitely will. I mean, the thing is, we've all, I mean, and we, back in middle school, high school, we played sports together, everything, soccer. I mean, we always played basketball in the park, whatever it was, we were always talking sports. We love football, love hockey. And this is just such a natural progression from that into the video game world. And we're just like, man, we watch ESPN Sports Center every day. Wouldn't it be great to be those guys talking about it? And this is kind of the media.
Yeah, you are. I mean, you are, like, people are listening, and you know, you guys, the more you know, and the more you learn about it, and the more comfortable you guys are going to get with, you know, all of the ins and outs and facets of competitive Halo. I mean, you guys are going to be the go-to, and that's awesome. We like that, because now we don't have to worry about it. You know, it's kind of a little bit of a load off of it. Like,
I like that, because then I can recruit you to come on whenever we have a discussion about competitive Halo.
Exactly. Yes. Fantastic. Yeah.
But several times we'll hit the news and we'll be like, all right, well, you know, obviously there's community update. We love Cannon Fodder because we're big fans of Jeff, and that just kind of, that's right in our wheelhouse. And so we always hit that. But every now and then stuff will be happening with HCS, and we'll collectively be like, did anybody watch or know anything? and when we don't know, we're just like, well, we won't even mention it. Somebody's going to cover it. Just don't even. Some HCS happened or is happening this weekend. But anyways, today in Halo.
Yep.
Yeah. I love that. I love that about kind of where we all are right now. It's, and where the Halo community, you know, I've heard terms like fractured and splintered. I like that fractured thing, though, because I got that Fractures book coming out. Anyways, I think that it's not so much that it's fracturing or splintering. It's that Halo is growing, and eventually, like anything else, it branches out. I mean, these are like branches of the all thing. You know, if Halo was just competitive, it just, it wouldn't ring with enough with other people who like really love the lore or really love, you know, just kind of like seeing what's next in the world
of Halo. I mean, that's Master Chief, you know?
Right. Yeah. And like, I mean, if you were playing competitive Halo and you had no lore background to it, I don't think it would matter at all that the warden showed up in this like firefight thing. Or if you're playing against each other in Breakout, kind of like being able to go like, okay, these are Spartans training and this is how this is. And the fact that they made competitive Halo lore, it is canon now. Like, that's brilliant. That's amazing.
Yeah. Thank you, Halo 4.
I know, right? Like,
that
if any
one thing they actually got right in the campaign.
If anybody really hates Halo 4 and they can't really find that shimmer of that silver lining, there you go. Like, making Halo, making competitive Halo canon was probably a nightmare for a lot of people at 343 and Microsoft. They were like, oh, what they just do? This is all canon now. Now we have to come up with little reasons why this sniper rifle looked a little bit like different, like this one, and these BRs are all the same thing, but they're not. And now, and then you got Halo Online in Russia, and they're just like, oh, this was a horrible idea. What did we do this? Whose idea was this? I love it, man. Yeah. So
how long's Evolved been a show, been a thing?
Like 2 years. I think we're hovering around two years. I think 2 years was mad.
Yeah, it felt a little longer than that, too.
We're on 80 something. So, and we've missed a week or two here and there.
Right.
We started in, I want to say it's either March or May. I think it's May of 14. Yeah. So it's really? 2 years. Yeah, we're right at 2 years. Yeah.
For some reason, I thought it was longer.
I was around a little longer before that, but I mean, I started podcasting in March of 14. Like none of us had ever done anything podcast related or any of this stuff before 2014, and Evolved just was.
Hey man, your mic's up.
I was wondering if that was me or not.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was just me or not. Okay, he's saying, give us 1 second. So Justin, Drunken Halo, we just hit episode 150, so we've been around for, it was 5 years in March.
Yeah.
Which seems pretty crazy, but that's nothing compared to Dust over there. So what's Podtacular at now?
23, 24 years. 26.
I'll preface this by our episode count is greater than the sum of everyone else's in here at the moment.
There you go.
We just recorded episode 540.
Jesus.
When you hit the thousands, do you just say 1K? Like 1K1.
I don't know. It'll I mean, there's still another 9 years to go before we get, well, yeah, 9 years to go before we even hit that point. But
Halo either.
Next Please. Month, actually exactly a month from today, it will be our 11-year anniversary for the podcast.
Jeez. So how many years were you involved with
2 months?
With the 11 years.
I have been hosting this show since October of 2008.
Ooh, wow.
That's pretty long time.
That's pretty impressive.
Almost 8 years.
Crazy.
That's awesome.
That is pretty sick.
Maybe that's why I'm still single.
That can't be it.
No.
Are you gonna
there's something
though?
Else wrong with
that
you.
Might help. No, I'm just kidding.
What's wrong? Dude, the ladies love the stash.
I can't do that. I can't do facial hair. I suck at it.
I'm the...
When's the last time you've been completely like baby face shaved?
Since high school.
And which was
2003
years ago.
I'm 31 now. And they made you shave for high school. But I was able to grow a full goatee in ninth grade.
Dude, you might be able to. You could probably grow better facial hair at ninth grade than Drew can right now.
Yes. True story. I don't like light and stuff looks weird. I'm not like, sometimes I look like a ginger and I don't know why light does that to me. I just have a like, really fair complexion. And like,
well, if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck.
I'm not though, but my facial hair comes in just like patchy and sometimes red. No, it's awful.
Red. I don't know.
It's just awful.
You just like dye it just for men on the face, maybe?
Should. I'm going to Afghanistan, right? So, you know, maybe I should like get some beard tips out there.
Yeah. Justin will give you some.
I'll go a little bit.
Go find some,
get implants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Justin will just shave and you can just get some glue and then just
South Park it.
Yeah.
You don't want it to be like all pasty and sideways. Ugh. No.
Good thing we don't. Like, good thing we didn't get off the rails here at all. This is all. If you want to see Live Drunk in Halo, you're in it right now. This is happening.
Yeah.
I'm back there every now and then as well.
Okay. All right. So to bring it back on track, so the Halo Bowl. So the format of this show. Who wants to go over?
Just saying that now. The format.
So this is the
Halo Bowl.
The Halo Bowl.
Of the show. So it's like
The format of the show has been out since like the second minute. So to bring it back, which is
very drunken Halo.
That is very drunken Halo like. So let's bring it back. Let's bring it back on the track. So the format of this Halo Bowl, if you're still confused as hell, so this is going to be a round robin between the four podcasts. So every podcast is going to play every podcast once in a best of five series. The best of five was, I pulled it up from the Halo World Championships, and that's what they used in their group stage. So that's what we're going to use in our group stage. Every podcast plays each other once, and then the top two will play in the finals in a best of seven. And that best of seven was the finals in the Halo World Championship.
Right.
And so this is basically a podcast showdown. Do we want to go over the teams and kind of who's on each teams and how you got to those members, or if you're still looking for teammates, Duststorm?
Miscommunication.
So, I claim it on miscommunication.
Sergeant,
is she good? There's miscommunication. She got Sergeant, good KD.
That's good.
Give us the team, Delta Halo. How'd you come up with your listener, or your fourth, and then how confident are you that you're gonna win?
Yeah. So so first off, we got Team Caddy. That's Team Maddie and Kat coming in strong.
Oh, God.
They will argue relentlessly, but they have been playing well together recently. So everyone watch out. That's something they got going for them finally. But so our fourth is just a guy that we've been playing with quite a bit from our community. His name is Legit Beast Mode. So that's, again, another intimidation point. So
a little bit, maybe.
Hang on to that one.
A little bit.
we honestly haven't played together in all four of us in quite some time, so I'm very confident that we're gonna do well.
Okay. So what would you put your odds at winning this thing?
50%? Yeah,
95%? What, how confident are you here?
I think we're feeling about a 90%.
Okay. I like the confidence. All right. You heard it here first. So, who would you say?
That's the gauntlet thrown down.
Yeah.
I'm going to go tell them we have to practice like crazy now so that we don't embarrass ourselves.
Yeah,
right.
You kind of,
we set the bar high.
Exactly. So, who's the best player? Who's the guy to watch for? Who's the X factor for Delta Halo?
Not Kat. He's going to probably be pissed about that. But
I don't know who is, but I'll sure as hell tell you who isn't.
You gotta look out for Maddie. I got to say, when he's on, he is he's definitely the best out of all three of us, for sure.
All right. So Maddie Ice is the X factor. Duststorm, what do we know about Team Podtacular?
So far, it's going to be me and then one of our other community, our Spartan Company members. His name is Keys, EG. And he is probably our best player in our company. And he's available. So I currently am doing tryouts for our other two slots. And I have one more set of tryouts for tomorrow. And then I'm going to analyze film and lock in our roster on Sunday or Monday. So
analyze the film.
Yeah.
Technically, roster is locked. So you're a one-man show.
So I was under the impression that the roster lock was on
this weekend.
It was this weekend. So yeah,
all I'm saying is we're giving you a break because technically
you thought it was this weekend and your roster is still not locked. What gives, dude?
So how confident are you that you can build the winning team?
I'll be honest. I would be a little surprised if we won. I think we have the skill enough to possibly make it to the finals.
Okay. All right. So just like you did in the 1v1 tournament, you're going to sandbag your ability to win, and then you're just going to come out swinging and like make it super easy.
I guess, yeah. I just want to set myself up for ballooning failure.
Yeah, right.
Hey,
yeah.
That's the only way to go.
Go big or go home.
A little bit of modesty. I have a little bit of modesty, so.
Okay, all right. Drew, give us Evolve. What's your team? Who's the X Factor? What's your chance of
winning? So the hosts are me and Oren. Oren is our go-to guy when it comes to our Spartan company. He kind of keeps track of it for us. You know, we are a lore podcast, so we are kind of the nerds of the group, and we don't like, there's been multiple times where Oren has had to like come to the teammates to like the other hosts in Facebook and be like, all right, guys, you need to play. Otherwise I'm going to have to kick you out of Spartan. Like you need to play some competitive matches, get your KD up just a little bit. Come on, get ranked in this season. Just for once, you know, like just, and,
don't just take a spot in the Spartan company.
Right. And so some of us had to like fight with Oren to keep our spot in the company, even though he's not even the admin, like he adds people and stuff like that. But like Aaron's the guy that set the company up, and Aaron's not bad, but he's no, he's not MLG status, but, and neither am I, but I'm the one that's here. So I'm playing. So watch out for me because my quality of play in competitive gaming will spike and I'll just get on a run. And then after that, I know how to gamble. So after that, I just go like, I'm going to not die as hard as possible. Like I am useless. I already used whatever talent I have for this game and I did it and I killed a bunch of dudes. And now I just need to make sure I don't die more than the guys that I just killed. And that's like, it is the extent of my quality. The other two guys that we have are going to be pretty good. Alberta Darkness, Riley's a pretty active, gameplay member, like as far as linking up with other people in the community and playing a lot. He's very active. And so he was like a no brainer. So that was nice. And then I guess him and, so the junior ace,
he's a very cool guy.
Yeah, everybody loves Gabe, and I mentioned on one of the recent episodes, like they were like, Gabe's back. Like, I guess he went on vacation. He like left the country, and they're like, yeah, everybody, something like, yeah, they were like, oh, Gabe's gonna be back. Yeah, it's gonna be great. And I was like, I don't know who Gabe is, and I feel really bad about that. But then I started seeing him on Facebook. And I was like, oh, I know this dude.
I know I know the junior ace, and
know if I've ever actually like played with him on the level of being like, oh, I know that he's really good. I have no idea. But when we were forming the team, Oren was like, we need to get Riley. And Riley's really good with Gabe, so let's just do that. So I'm along for the ride. Like I'm the spectator on our team. I'm just gonna be like, all right, killed three guys and I died once, so at least, you know, I'll just,
hey, you're positive. Keep that level. 3-1.
Man.
That's where you're going.
If I can just not die anymore, I don't have to kill anybody else.
Stay alive. 12 deaths. That's what they say. 12 deaths. Any more than that? Yeah.
That is the best advice anybody's ever put out.
It's so simple, yet it's like no one's thought of it. It's crazy.
Because my deaths are usually around 15.
Yeah.
Just me personally.
So what's Evolve's chance of winning this thing?
Oh man. All right. So I like the way Dustin put it. I'm going to steal that. I actually envision us being in the finals. I don't know how we're going to get there. I just feel like we're going to be there.
Okay.
So you mean like cheating?
Well, I don't know what.
Yeah, like changing about the score at the end after then the post game carnage report, like the whole firefight
look
challenge that we had.
I don't know how that happened, but that was the best thing ever because we were.
Like, it's interesting. I know exactly how that happened.
I really felt like I was like, man, we're losing like crazy. This is going about how I thought it was, and then to find out that we were winning and then win. That blew my mind, and I was like, how the hell we?
Yeah. So if you don't know. I forget if y'all challenged us or we challenged you.
But I think it started with like, hey, we should play each other. And then we were like, well, the firefight bait is happening. We just throw down.
Yeah. And we've actually, Drew, you and I've had a conversation, I think via Twitter, about wanting to do something like this. We're getting a lot of community members involved. Yeah. And so when the firefight was out, we kind of did our own little thing, and it was it was you with three listeners of Evolve, yep. and Justin yep. Halo with a couple of Justin Halo, Drunken Justin Halo, Halo, Justin myself.
Justin Halo's a spinoff podcast.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a spinoff that'll get canceled after the first year.
Better Call Saul.
For trademark infringement.
Better Call Saul is a good show. I don't know so who I've said heard. That, but
I
it's
said
a good
it.
Show.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's
I don't
a good
like
show. anyways, and so we did a firefight challenge. We would add up the four scores of each team whoever had the highest score, because we would go in eight people for a Warzone firefight.
Right. Yeah.
So we'd go into one game and we add up the scores on each team, and then highest score wins. And so we had the highest score at the end of the game.
Three games in a row.
But then we realized that the post game carnage report was a different score than what was on the actual like.
During the match. Yeah.
Yeah. And so y'all decided to go off the,
we went to go count the votes.
Yeah. So you needed a recount.
Yeah.
Like this was 2000 again or whatever. Oh, year it so was. Great. And then it turns out Al Gore actually did win, and y'all got it. So
what was funny is we thought we got swept. So we thought it was over. And then it turned into we had actually won two rounds and you'd only won one.
Yeah.
So then we were going into like a you know, the best of five next round, and we just destroyed that round. And I was just like, I don't know how any of this happened. Cause it, I mean, like if you would have told me that we lost all those games, I would have been like, oh, okay, sure. Oh, like, I had no idea. When you're playing firefight, how do you know how everybody's doing? You're like, you know,
yeah,
know.
It's, you never know. But that, I mean, that was a blast though. And we're going to do that again. We're definitely gonna do it again. And we're going to kick your ass, not only in this tournament, but in that also.
Ooh,
yeah.
Our strategy is to appear to be losing and then just all of the
sudden. Yeah, and then there just change the scores at the end. I know.
Just it's awesome.
Worked out in firefight. Justin,
where'd they come from?
Do you want to go over Drunken Halo's team or should I?
I'll let you, sir.
Okay, so there's Justin and myself, obviously. Hello. So we had two spots open, and I wanted to get two guys who I know are pretty good. I didn't want to pull in our big heavy hitters. I could have pulled in Oreo. I could have pulled in Sniper Viper. I did not want to do that. I wanted to pull in some guys that have really been active in our community. But I also wanted two guys that I know play with each other and that have good chemistry with each other. So our two guys are Captain Malcolm and The Brave. And both of them played in our 1v1 tournament. Captain Malcolm made it to the semifinals, and then The Brave, I actually knocked out in the round of 16, but he's pretty good too. He actually beat Captain Malcolm in the group stage of that 1v1. So both of them are really good. They've even actually met up in person. Like they met through Drunken Halo, and then like one of them just happened to be in the area where the other one lives. And so that's they hung cool. out, played golf,
awesome.
It's pictures. Like, that's pretty cool. So like these guys know each other. They're both good. I figured the they'd be perfect for our team. That's right.
Seriously.
And so, both of them are like diamond level, Onyx level players. So
sorry. I mean, that's cool.
But like we did some scrims tonight. So we've done two sets of scrimmages. We did one on Monday, and we scrimmed four other guys in our company, and we won the best of seven in seven games. So like that was super close, super intense. And then today we played like some of the high level guys in our company, like Onyx level players. And we just got crapped on. We lost. We played five games. We played the second set. We just chose the second set.
Like, have they played together?
Yeah, like they've played together. I mean, they're not a set team, but like they're members of the company that play with each other, and they beat us five games to nothing. So like, that was a kick in the groin. But you know, you go back to the drawing board, you figure out what they did, what we need to do, and I also envision Drunken Halo in the finals. I don't know
if
we're going to win.
We're all going to be there.
But so two of us is going to get let down. Hopefully
we're going to be in the Halo Bowl though, guys.
Yeah,
I know we're all going to be there.
We made it. Really.
So I will say there's one thing we haven't mentioned yet, and that's when we are actually doing this.
Right now.
Yeah, as we speak. So
forfeit, then I'm going to bed.
We win.
Yeah, we went by default. So this is going to take place on June 8th, which is a Wednesday. We figure that was a night where a lot of people aren't going to be out. They're going to be in. They're going to want to watch this. It's also the best night that we can all get together. Summer's coming up, so we kind of wanted to do this within the next couple weeks, because if y'all's lives are anything like mine and Justin's, I mean, it's going to be busy throughout the whole summer. And so this is going to take place 6:30 Eastern time, and we are going to be live streaming this on Twitch. Duststorm, do you want to give us the details of that?
Yeah, so we're actually going to have a couple of commentators. I believe there's one, it's Muggsy.
Mudcat.
You can call it
Muggsy. That's like cool. Muggsy. Let's get Muggsy.
Muggsy does sound pretty good.
I remember getting with an M. I just couldn't remember. So Mudcat.
Let's get Muggsy Bogues.
Throwing it back.
He's not doing anything.
Throwing it back. Right, so Mudcat. Shot of Muggsy Bogues.
So we have Mudcat from Drunken Halo, and then we have Raikou from our Spartan company, who have said that they're going to do commentary. So we're actually going to do that on the Podtacular Twitch channel. And then all the other Twitch channels are actually going to host Podtacular. And then on that page, we're also going to have info that goes to each podcast, so you can find out more about them, what their schedules are, how to subscribe to them and all that stuff. And then we'll also have a little panel for how to donate to Gamers Outreach. Again, everything that we're doing is going to be for charity, and all the proceeds that we have going for this is going to go to Gamers Outreach. We haven't quite set up a payment method yet. We don't know if we're just going to go straight to Gamers Outreach, or if we're going to set up some kind of like T-chip thing, and then we'll just basically forward all that stuff to Gamers Outreach. But either way, we're going to be hosting that on the Podtacular Twitch channel, and we'll have some commentators for those. I think it's going to be done, and the way the round robin is going to be done is every team will get highlighted twice. So like two teams will be going off against two different teams at the same time. So there'll really be two matches, and then the live stream will actually just feature one set of those matches as the round robin goes. And then once the finals get seeded, that will be casted for the rest of the time. And again, that's going to be yeah, you talked about the best of series.
Yeah, but best of seven.
Yeah, and then that is going to be actually determined by number of game wins, I believe, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, so yeah. Once those get seeded, once we figure out which two teams are basically the top of the
podcast chain.
The podcast chain is the round robining, then we will put those two into the finals, and then have that final set of seven. And it should take about 5 hours. We did something very similar for the Operation Supply Drop stream that we did back a couple of months ago, and it took us about 5 hours to complete. So yeah, we're anticipating that's about how long it'll be.
It's going to be exciting, man. I can't wait. Like, I can't wait to get it on. I can't wait to watch some of the other podcasts go at it. And like, what's so cool is, we know everyone that's in this thing. Like, we have a personal like bond and a tie with all these teams. It's not just four random guys playing Halo. So like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm rooting against Delta Halo because they seem like jackasses. So like, I'm gonna be rooting for whoever's playing against Delta Halo.
Man, I feel like
they did a podcast. Like, they were talking. They were talking
fans.
If you keep on saying that, they're going to be the underdogs. They're going to come and rise up.
Well, that was the plan all along. Now you're just giving us away.
They're the youngins. They're in the single digits.
They're also double digits. They're also rooting against us because we're just liars and cheats and
yeah, that's right.
We just steal whatever we want.
Nerds.
Yeah, we're total nerds too. Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, and I don't. I mean, no offense to Duststorm, but I don't know if I want him to win either. So Justin, we have to win this thing.
We have to.
We don't have any other choice.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah. So there we go. Did we miss anything? Is there anything we didn't, can anyone brainstorm and think of,
That's it.
This is the first time we've all worked together to do something like this, but this is going to be considered like the first run of what we want to be a hopefully maybe like twice a year type thing.
Yes.
So, I mean, if this all like just falls apart, then it'll just be a thing that we all do for fun every now and then. Hey, remember that time we did the Halo Bowl? We thought it was going to be huge and nobody
turned up. Remember that time when Drunken Halo
won
the Halo Bowl? Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, let's do that again, but not that, but not let them win. Don't let them play. So, you know, I just, you know, I think we should all kind of make it clear that we think that this is a great way to kind of start collaboration between each other. But I mean, going forward, man, like Halo Bowl doesn't have to just be podcasters. It doesn't have to just be us. It can be, if you have Halo content, community creation, Halo, you know, in your life and you're really passionate about it. And like going forward, I think we'd love to see this kind of balloon into something cool.
So
not something out of hand, but you know, just,
yeah, some. I think we did four groups or four teams just to kind of, this is the first one. Let's see how it goes. Yeah. Let's see how the logistics work. And then if it's successful, and man, if we get a lot of money donated, like the plan is to do this twice a year. And so the next one would be sometime in the winter, and maybe that's eight teams. And you know, sure, maybe we pull up more podcasters, or we pull up, you know, some of the guys who have blogs or YouTube channels or whatever, yeah, it is. So like, and we took forever to brainstorm with a name. And I'll be honest, I still don't know if Halo Bowl is the best name we could have come up with.
I agree.
I love it. But
I think it's actually kind of clever.
It's great because of your indecisiveness about it right now. Yeah.
But right, we were debating about making it like the Halo Podcasters League or something like that. But then it might even been you, Drew, that was like, well, we don't really want to just like narrow this down to just like in the long run, we want communities, not just podcasts.
YouTubers get involved and Twitch streamers get involved. And so, you know, I mean, there's lots and lots of Halo communities out there. Just like we said, there's lots of other Halo podcasts out there. Yeah. And I think this could be something fun that just becomes a thing that the Halo community gets together to like compete and do every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, right, because that'd be awesome. We're watching pros play all the time, right? And now this gives people a chance to participate. Well,
says the guy who does the pro show.
Yeah. I mean, we're watching you watch the pros play, you know.
Exactly.
We're listening.
We do a lot of watching.
Talk about how you are watching the competitive.
We heard that you watched a lot of pros.
We watch a lot of watching. And watch.
A lot of watch.
But who watches the Watchmen?
The Watchers. But yeah, I mean, I just love it because everyone, you know, you go play custom games, you go play matchmaking or something like that, but something that's kind of sanctioned by the community for the community and lets anyone kind of, if you have a passion to do with this game and you're putting something, you know, this labor of love, you're putting something out there that you really want to share, then yeah, why not? You know, you're included.
This is the podcast edition, right? Like this is probably like podcast edition one or whatever. I'm sure there'll be another one in the future where like just a handful of podcasters are like the only ones available at the time or something like that. And we have like podcast bowl two or whatever. But I would love to see like, you know, in the future, like something crazy, like Griff Bowl or something like that, like where we do one of these, but it has to be Griff Ball or something like that. Just some ridiculous. I think there's a lot of ways to go with this and I'm excited for it. And,
for sure. This is the first step. Say
about that.
One small step for man.
Indeed. One
leap for Halo or how.
Yeah.
I don't know.
One ground pound.
No.
Ground pound is.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. All right. Well, then let's wrap it up. Any last Indeed. Words? Any words for the competitors? Good luck.
Go check out ratedmgaming.com, ratedmgaming.com/aboutevolved if you want to learn about how we're going to just lose at this thing. But we'll tell you all about what happened today in Halo on our next
episode. You guys got to step up your scrim game. Travis starts talking about that. You're like,
I know. I heard. I was like, oh, dude, because we had planned to do scrimmages and it all fell through. And a lot of that's my fault, but it's also because Oren's just been hanging out with Zac Efron and Dwayne the Rock John, and now he's at 343 today. He's just like, hey, yeah, you know, we're gonna do. Okay, I gotta go. And he's just like, all right, I'll be there on the 8th, but in between now and then, I'm just like unavailable. I'm just like, well, this is great.
Yeah, no, y'all be all right.
It'll really be great to work on some team cohesion there, isn't it?
We just want it to be as real.
Hey, you know what, Drew? At least you have a team.
We don't want to stack. So, yeah, I got a full team. Whoa, 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 whoa. We got subs. It's great.
Great.
I have people that are available. Let's just figure out which ones are going to be on the roster.
Okay.
Travis, Dustin told you he's trying to take it easy on you and not pull the big gun. Just like you guys. I love that Drunken Halo and Botacular. Well, we have these guys like the best ever. But we don't want to do that to you.
I mean, we can.
We want to keep it friendly.
We want to keep it friendly. What's so bad about keeping it friendly?
It's a good narrative, because if you guys lose, you're like, well, it's because we didn't pull out.
We could have brought in three-time, 1v1 winner, Sniper Viper. Sure. I'm sure he's available. Yeah. So.
Well, and then we're over here like, well, we could have had Jeff on our team, and I bet he sucks at Halo.
But he knows the lore.
He knows all.
Yeah, he knows all the lore.
So watch him on the live streams. Jeff is a decent player.
He's a decent player. Him and Frankie are just like spinning around in circles.
Just shooting in the air.
Yeah. They're diversions while we like flank the guys.
Sergeant, where can we check out Delta Halo?
You can find us on Twitter at part_time_elite and on YouTube at Espawn Gaming. We put all of our podcasts up there, all the videos, we record them unedited, throw them up there. Those are pretty much the two big places you can check us out. Find us on iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts.
Justin.
Justin's just blowing clouds. You didn't hear it, but Justin's just over there just blowing clouds in the screen. Just being ominous.
Your lungs feel good?
Well, like, you have a vape and you were smoking a cigarette, and I swear I saw a hookah earlier.
Did we
like,
see a cigar in there also?
Yeah. No.
A Swisher Sweet? We saw a Swisher Sweet.
Hey, I don't smoke Swisher Sweets.
It's very specific.
I've seen a Swisher Sweet in your possession.
No,
before.
That's a lie, and you apologize to me right here and right now.
I will not. I will not.
I will not, sir.
I smoke fine cigars.
Hey, fine Swisher Sweet. Swisher, some people like Swisher Sweets. They consider that fine, like...
I mean, anything that's really hard to say six times fast has got to be really fancy.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, Justin. I've never seen you smoke a Swisher Sweet. Oh. We'll put that on the record.
It's on the record.
Damn, it's on the record.
So when he loses,
I can easily open up the humidor.
Oh, God.
And show me all the Swisher Sweets. What's the cigar that Johnson smoked?
Sweet Williams.
Sweet Williams. Yeah, that's what you need. Some Sweet Williams.
Nice lore drop. Great. Thanks.
Yeah, that was great.
I had no idea that his cigar actually was a specific.
Yeah.
It's not a real brand.
No.
But if it was, it would be something you'd buy.
It will be in 500 years.
Yeah.
It would be something you'd buy at Walgreens. Or
7-Eleven.
Hey, you'd still look like a badass smoking it like him, though.
Yeah. That's true. Rocks it. Duststorm, where can we check out Podtacular?
You can check us out at podtacular.com. We are also on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitch. If you just do podtacular.com/whatever, if we have it, then it'll redirect you. And then we also just publicly made our Discord server public. So you can come and chat with us on Discord now.
Nice.
Cool.
Awesome.
What's Discord?
It's a chatting application. You can also do voice chat on it as well. It's kind of meant to be a TeamSpeak killer in a way.
Okay. Yeah.
Like Mumble. But nice. There's chat windows that integrates pretty seamlessly with Twitch. You can have all the Twitch emojis in there. It's for all your subscribers. You can integrate it that way. And then you also have voice channels that you can use.
Cool.
How do you guys use that with your, with all your community together?
It's just mayhem.
You can configure channels. You can configure channels and you can have different permissions set on those channels. So you can either have everyone's able to join or talk, or you can have a restricted channel, all that kind of stuff. So we made a community channel and we basically just, over this past week said, hey, come chat with us.
Nice.
So
that's cool.
Travis, where can people go listen to you argue with your brother?
You can go to jtpodcasts.com or drunkenhalo.com. It will redirect you. There you can email us. You can check out our gamer tags. You can comment on the shows. You can check us out on iTunes, Drunken Halo. And that's pretty much it. Oh, Facebook, facebook.com/Drunken Halo Podcast, on Twitter at Drunken Halo. We were at 343 followers the other day, which was cool.
I saw that.
And then I posted it, and then like 8 other people followed. So we're no longer I was at 343 for like 10 minutes, maybe, but that's okay. Anyways, hey,
you can still follow 117.
That's right. Yeah, you're right. We still have a little bit of ways to get to 117. Yeah, following. But I can't wait for this thing. This is going to be awesome. Again, it's June 8th. It's going to start at 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central Standard Time, which is the time of our Lord. And then
time zone of our Lord.
Yes. And it's going to be awesome. Everyone's going down except Drunken Halo, and that is my final word.
All right. Well, you'll hear more from us very soon.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I guess we should mention, we're also going to do a post podcast to kind of wrap up everything that happened. Right. How bad Drunken Halo kicked everyone's ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we'll lighten the tone with some E3 talk and just kind of like, all right. So anyways, that was heavy.
That got escalated quickly.
Yeah. That was real intense.
I heard a bar. Somebody broke a bottle, like a beer bottle. And then they were like, oh, I'm on Skype. Never mind. I can't stop.
Sergeant stabbed a man with a trident. I don't even know what happened.
There's a man on fire.
Yeah. That's going to be us. Yeah. That's going to be us in a few weeks.
Podcast will literally be a couple of days before I even head out to E3.
Oh yeah, so that's right. You are going to E3. That's awesome. Yep.
I will be at E3.
That'll be super cool.
Halo Wars 2.
Yes.
And hopefully something about the Halo TV show, because that's been long lost and forgotten.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to talk about it.
Sweet. All right. Well, that's it. Yep. Everyone wrap it up in their own ways.
All right. Evolved.
Keep on fragging trucks.
I'm just not even going to say anything. I think I...
Good. Good. You're too young to have your own kids.
No, this is where we break the catchphrase virginity for them. He needs to come up with
a catchphrase. Yeah, you got to have one
on the spot. Everybody's got it. Like, just everyone in your podcast has to.
Halo has one. Podtackler has one. Evolved has one. So you
all
right,
what are all your guys's? I got to like have some inspiration.
Ours is just Evolved, and everybody says Evolved.
Yeah, Drew stole his from
Podcast Beyond.
I stole ours from The Outsiders, which is Stay Golden Pony Boy.
Which I had never read, so whenever he blurted that out, that freaked out of me. I was like, Stay Golden Pony Boy? What the
f***? And you're like, that's awesome, I love it.
Yeah.
And then ours is keep on fragging trucks.
Nice.
Yeah, where'd that come from?
That was made back in episode
907.
And it was someone said keep on trucking, someone said keep on fragging, and then they just merged the two and said keep on
okay, all right.
Nice. This is like all the way back in the early days of Podtackler. I think it was episode 7.
Okay.
So 6 or 7. Yeah.
Okay, so now you're on the spot, Sergeant.
This is a lot of pressure right now.
No pressure. You don't even have to run it by Team Caddy.
No, right. They have a dumb team name. You can make up a catchphrase.
They didn't show up. They had their chance to show up and put in their input, and they did not.
That's a great point.
Oh, man. Delta. Man. Let's see.
I mean, I've got one for you. I don't know if you want it.
Hit me with it. I'm a little nervous, but
don't fuck this up.
This could be very interesting.
Wait, no. He either has to accept it without hearing it or just not hear it at all. Like if
okay. All right.
Like he has to either put his trust in you.
This is a big decision. I would give
not a good idea.
Justin's got his hand on something. He's going to be like, "Here's your catchphrase," and then he's just going to end the show.
Nope. I've got a legit one.
Okay, what is?
Keep the Halo horny hand horny.
Okay. He unfortunately did not agree to that, but that would have been awesome.
Or that one was kind of off the top of my head. The other one was make sure to keep that Halo dick hard.
I appreciate the thought.
We're just brainstorming here for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me throw this at you.
This is bonus content.
Give me something better.
Okay.
That's good. I like that one.
Give me something better.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Okay. All right. Let's end it, Justin. May you all stay golden, and everyone sucks.
Evolve.
All right. Let's go.
Something better.
Give me something better, you guys.